For today's top stories, I'm Tonata Kadila. The remains of the late founding president, Dr. Sam Nyoma, have been placed in a hearse for a procession to Etunda village in the Okahao constituency, where a memorial service will be held. Thousands of Namibians lined the B1 road from Ondangwa to Oshakati and Okahao this afternoon to pay their respects. We spoke to citizen Naha Sangula, who is part of the convoy escorting the remains.
You can read from their faces the respect and admiration they have of the late Dr. Sam Nyoma. Indeed, it's a loss to the nation. That's why everybody came out to express their gratitude for what Nyoma has done for them. The convoy will continue tomorrow from Kahao to Otapi in the direction of Enana. I expect the crowds to be there also tomorrow, just as we are witnessing them today.
The Ministry of Education, Arts and Culture is updating the school funding system to make sure that schools in rural and urban areas get equal resources. The new school grant policy of 2021 through to 2020 plans to use a formula that will help allocate funding based on specific needs of each school and its learners. The ministry's executive director, Sanet Steenkamp, has more.
School funding remains a high priority and a very critical matter in Namibia for several reasons. In the past, we had persistent educational historical inequities among schools. That's a fact. And also among learners countrywide. And that negatively impacted the performance of most learners. Secondly, the inequity in the distribution of our financial resources among schools is in contention with our constitution, which is Article 20, that demands that all persons shall have the right to education. And the rationale for this school grant policy is basically to redress educational disparities nationally. Number two, we wish to provide rural schools quality educational service to improve access to education. And also thirdly, to provide equitable teaching and learning materials to all children, including disability-friendly infrastructure.
Paratus Namibia has announced a cybersecurity breach affecting its internal IT systems in a statement filed with the Namibia Securities Exchange. The telecommunications company disclosed that unauthorized activity had been detected. Technology expert Nrupesh Soni explains how businesses can protect sensitive data.
It's not very clear on what exactly happened or if data was leaked, if it was a third party or is anything compromised. Obviously, time will tell, but at least the first step that they took in letting people know and the stakeholders know is already good. It should be a wake-up call that it can happen to anyone, to any company. It's difficult to protect all the systems. It's like having security alarm for the home. You can only do so much, but it's also about how you save the data, how you store information. If it's encrypted, if it's saved properly, even with a break-in, it won't really make a big difference. They won't get hold of your important data, and that's where the priority should be on data protection and management, and not just cybersecurity.
The Democratic Republic of Congo is calling on the United Nations Security Council to impose targeted sanctions on the commanders of the Rwandan Defense Forces and political decision makers. It comes as the Rwandan-backed M23 armed group is advancing on strategic zones in the eastern DRC after taking the cities of Goma and Bukavu. And the United Kingdom's Prime Minister has publicly backed Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky after US President Donald Trump labeled him a dictator as the rift between them deepens.
Prime Minister Keir Starmer called President Zelensky Ukraine's, quote, democratically elected leader in a public show of support. In a phone call with Zelensky, Starmer also said it was perfectly reasonable for Ukraine to suspend elections during wartime in the same way as the UK had done during the Second World War. Starmer's comments come following Trump's increasingly hostile public rebukes of Zelensky, in which he has called him a dictator and criticized the suspension of elections, the result of martial law declared following Russia's full-scale invasion. The UK PM is set to visit Trump in Washington, D.C. next week and has said he would like to use the meeting to discuss a U.S. backstop to a potential peace deal between Ukraine and Russia that would guarantee Ukraine's security from Russian hostilities.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.